97.9 WEVE, a big show coming up at Fortune Bay Resort and Casino on Friday, August 16th. Performing in the Woodlands Ballroom at 7 p.m. with doors opening at 6, it's Philip Phillips, and he's here to chat with me this morning. Good morning, Philip.
Hey, man, you doing all right?
Doing pretty good, thanks. Yes, how are you?
Yeah, doing good, man. It's hot down in Georgia today, but all is well.
Tell me, Philip, what can fans expect at the show at Fortune Bay?
Me and my band, we like to have a good time. You know, it's all live, and we'd like to jam out. And I'd love to really showcase their musicianship. They're just incredible musicians, and then it was just fun. I like to get the crowd involved as well, be ready to come and sing, hopefully dance. And, you know, even if people say you can't sing that night with me, you can sing. So unless you're right by the stage mic, then maybe don't sing too loud, but I'll still love you.
Your career spans about 10 to 12 years. Recently, you put out Dancing with Your Shadows, part of a project from last year, and I hear there's more music on the way. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, man, that song was just originally supposed to just be released as like, hey, you got some new music coming, and then that kind of took on a life of its own, and it did really well. It was, I think it got to number 11 on the Hot AC charts up there with all the big names, and it was the only independent record out there, and so I'm really proud of that and love that song. Always working on new music, writing a bunch, trying to get a few songs finished. I'd love to release at least one new song this year. We'll see if we get to it. I don't like to rush things too much, so hopefully we can get one song done. And I've just been writing a bunch at home while my kid takes his nap time. And so far, I've gotten a couple of pretty nice ideas I like.
We've touched a little bit on this already, just in your answer there, Philip. But can you tell us a bit more about your songwriting process, how a song goes from start to finish, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, usually it starts for me as I try to find something on the guitar or piano, or most of the time it's guitar, but some kind of instrument. And then if once I like some chord changes and, you know, if I find a melody that I like, and then once I can kind of figure those two things out, and I can start to figure out what I want to say in the song. And then sometimes it happens quick, man. I wrote this song a couple of months ago at home while my kid was napping, and the chorus, it's funny, I still have the work tapes of it, and it started off faster, and then I kind of figured it out more, and then I wrote the chorus and the verse, and then I went up to Nashville a few weeks later or a month or two later and finished it up. I'm really happy with this song. But yeah, it's just sometimes it's fast, sometimes it takes a long time to finish it, to make it right. So it can be very difficult, but I like it when it's easier.
What's it like when you hear the finished product for the first time?
When I'm by myself, I can like be okay criticizing certain things and like, oh, this, we should try to finish this or do that or change this. So when I'm listening to it with, you know, friends or family, I get really nervous and I have to like rub my head or walk. I was dating my wife. I would let her hear new songs and I would just get out of the truck and walk around while she listened to them. I'm not that bad anymore with that, but I still get super nervous.
I completely get that. And you might have had that kind of experience with Home. It's your biggest hit and it's been called the most successful coronation hit of an American Idol winner to date. What was the process like with that song?
That song has done a lot for me and a lot for so many people in the world. I'm always going to be thankful for that song. And I don't really tell too many songs like what the reason, you know, behind the songs, because I love to hear why people connect with it. And for me, I've heard so many ways and stories of how people who like my music that connected with that song and can be very emotional and then also be very beautiful. And it's pretty powerful. Sometimes it's kind of hard to fathom when a song like that has such big arms, you know, it can just reach farther than you could ever imagine. So anytime I get messages on Instagram or people come to a show and tell me after the show or at a meet and greet or whatever, they just tell me why they connect with that song or whatever song it might be. But I love hearing the stories of that.
What's a good concert look like for you? Like, what's a good moment for you when you're up on stage?
Oh, man, I just love when the crowd's really, you know, reacting well and just dancing and having fun and standing up. And, you know, I have such a wide range of fans, and I've had that since I can remember. There'll be 4 or 5-year-old kids with their parents all the way to people, you know, couples in their 80s or 90s. Sometimes it'll be like sections of people sitting and then other sections of everyone dancing and singing out loud. So anytime they're just having a good time, that's whenever I can really feed off that. But I love seeing them dancing and singing and having fun, because that's any artist that just makes you be able to see them having fun, you know.
Well, you can see Philip Phillips live in concert at Fortune Bay Resort and Casino upstairs in the Woodlands Ballroom Friday the 16th. Doors open at 6. The show starts at 7. Philip Phillips taking the stage there. Tickets at fortunebay.com. Philip, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, man. Thank you.